Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share from 3 decades of training leaders to produce more effectively with a deeper sense of well-being and clarity. We recently had an 8-day program called the Discover Your Power, an online program with about 120 people in it. A few things stood out from the week, and one of them was the power of daily practices. We trained participants to notice how they can build power in the 4 distinct domains of life: body, being, balance, and business. Now let's talk about balance. Balance is your closest family and the most key important people in your life, that which balances your work life or business. Now, I've practiced this for years, and we invited people to try on the simple practice of acknowledging 2 people every day in their closest family or the closest circle of friends. You know, just not at the level of doing, but at the level of getting a perspective in place where I actually express my appreciation to people on a regular basis. In the beginning, it could be a little awkward, like you need to tick off 2 things on a to-do list, but soon you start to discover that you naturally just express your appreciation or your gratitude, or you're acknowledging people that means a lot to you. So many people reported back from this week that this simple little practice of saying, "I so appreciate our relationship," or sending a text message to somebody, or just thanking somebody with a more heartfelt expression than you otherwise would have done, builds your sense of power and your sense of being connected to the key people around you. One participant shared that she noticed with a similar practice like this that she learned from us was that when her husband came and picked her up at work, how it used to be was often, "You're 5 minutes late." And that was basically the conversation when the husband showed up. Always some nagging or picking or finding fault with him. Versus nowadays, after having practiced appreciation, acknowledgement, and just relating to her husband for who he was in her life, she said, "Nowadays, if he's late, I first say, 'Well, thank you for picking me up. Great to see you.' And then later, if I even bring it up," she said, "I might discuss, you know, being late and the pickup time. But the big point of the conversation is, 'Thank you for picking me up.'" And she started doing this daily and started to notice something interesting. And more people report this too. Her husband has started to respond back to her as well. One mother shared during the week that her son walked into the kitchen and said, "Thank you, Mom, for cooking my favorite food today." And she noticed, now he's mimicking my conversation with him, where she started to thank and appreciate him for things that he was doing. Try this on if you want to explore building your sense of power in your key relationships. 2x per day, acknowledge somebody that's important in your life or express your gratitude for having them in your life, and notice what happens. You can find more about what I do at www.wilhelmhast.com, and these podcasts come out about 3, 4, 5 times per week. So welcome back to listen to more perspectives on leading yourself with clarity, freedom, and power anytime you want. Thanks for listening.